Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we really restricting this to ladies and gentlemen? I mean, you know, in this day and age of the loud screaming populace, I don't know if we can keep this going with just ladies and gentlemen, but since that's pretty much the tradition here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll restrict it to those folks out there. But if you get irate, well, you have plenty of reason to. We'll talk about that here on the Ingalls Advantage talk line at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. The aforementioned Jim Bohannon here filling in for Bobby Mack this week. And it's a pleasure, always a good thing to get a chance to do that. The main problem with that, of course, is that when I'm here, that means Bob's not. And so it's nice to sit around and chat with the Bobster. But, hey, we'll chat, you and I. It's 7 minutes now past 3 o'clock on this Monday, the Monday before Thanksgiving. And before the week is out, we'll touch on a few Thanksgiving topics as well, but certainly not that much in the way of thankfulness to be talked about in many quarters today, starting, of course, with the terrible tale of the Border Patrol agent who has been murdered and his partner very severely injured. This occurred in the southwest corner of Texas. Rogelio Martinez, 36, and his partner were responding to activity, not otherwise defined, but probably somebody breaking and entering our country. And it appears they were ambushed. Again, one dead, and Martinez was not shot. One report says that there were injuries possibly caused by rocks. I'm sure that they were. I know the other surviving Border Patrol agent was very badly beaten. But this is the kind of ignorant riffraff we don't need in this country. And that's why we need that wall, which the president, in acknowledging the service of these two Border Patrol agents, has promised again that we will build. Good. It's high time. It's way over time. And we can talk some about that this afternoon. Coupled with the White House warning to 29 of these so-called sanctuary cities, which span the country from Vermont to Oregon, Washington, D.C., your own nation's capital, which ought to be a people's republic, too, major state capitals in some cases, like Denver, for example, they have been warned that They must prove they are cooperating with federal immigration laws by December the 8th to receive federal aid. As Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in a news release this past week, jurisdictions that adopt so-called, and that is what is exactly so-called, sanctuary policies also adopt the view that the protection of criminal aliens is more important than the protection of law-abiding citizens and of the rule of law. That is exactly what they are suggesting. Sessions goes on to urge all jurisdictions found to be potentially out of compliance in this preliminary review to reconsider their policies that undermine the safety of their residents. Yes, they do undermine the safety. But that is only a part of the problem. Well, that's a serious part, and we all ought to be aware of the fact that there are a lot of criminal elements involved here. But that's not the core of the issue, and I just as soon address that core. I don't care how law-abiding you are, you do not have a right to break into somebody else's country. Now, occasionally we see some of the great unwashed out there with signs, you know, immigration is a right. No, bozo, it's not. Never has been. I don't think it ever should be. Now, whether it should be or not at least would be debatable. You could say that it ought to be. I would disagree with you. But then there would be a debate. We would be talking about two things that are different visions of what we think would be the correct policy. But to flat out state that immigration is a right, no, it is not. Matter of fact, Immigration is not now, nor has it ever been, nor in the foreseeable future can I ever imagine it being a right. We live in a world of nation states, and I'm sure that there are those on the left who, right off the bat, are turning purple with indignation over the fact that we're not all one people holding hands and singing kumbaya, but we aren't. Okay, so we've got that out of the way. In a world of nation states, every nation has the right, complete right, and I would add the responsibility, to decide who gets in, for what reason, for how long, how many, and under what conditions, as arbitrarily as they wish it to be. If a nation state wants to say only left-handed people get in, or only brown-eyed people get in, or only people with six fingers get in, that's the right of the nation state. That'd be kind of stupid, kind of counterproductive. The enlightened immigration policy of any country is that they let in people who are to the benefit of that country. Some might ask, well, what about the others? To which I reply, that's a good question. What about them? Not our problem. Again, there are some areas of reality that need to be directed squarely at what passes for the brains of some on the left, which is another part of the problem. A lot of these people, oh, I guess they possess brains, or else they wouldn't be able to live, but they don't use them very much. They don't exercise them a lot. They're really into feeling. Oh, I don't feel. That's good. What they're really talking about is their insipid and incessant desire to constantly be seeking moral superiority. That is the essence of the liberal mantra right there in one sense. You want to understand the liberal mindset? Here it is. It's not easy being better than everybody else, but I try. That is the essence of the mindset. They are desperate, and I do mean desperate, to prove that they're better than you and everybody else. And sometimes they'll go so far afield that they wind up supporting ideas that are manifestly not better at all, manifestly inferior in some cases. The notion of, for example, letting in people into this country with no skills, no language skills, no job skills, and a desire to kill us, such as militant Muslims, That goes beyond stupid. There's a special word someplace. We'll have to invent one just for that circumstance. 3:13, our time here on this Monday afternoon on the Bobby Mack Show with Jim Bohannon at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And I would dare say that the main problem that we have in terms of how we approach this subject is to forthrightly state that it is the right of this country to defend its borders. Now, that's the area in which it's being challenged on this whole notion of how dare you defend your borders. So it's time that I think we just flat out said, because it is the right of every nation state. That's the world in which we live. So quit making up crap. If you want to live in this world at this time, that's the way things are, or at least that's the way things ought to be. So, for what it's worth, I would offer that thought. Later in the afternoon, we can take a look at the latest charges, new charge against Al Franken. This time, it was when he was already in the Senate, which is an interesting point, by the way. No one has ever been expelled from either House of Congress for actions that they did before they were elected. There have been people who have been expelled from Congress for actions they took after they were elected, which puts Brother Al Franken in a brand new category. Not that there's any effort afoot to do that, but it's just something to keep in mind. And, of course, just days away now from the Alabama special election, 1-800-347-1063. I have toll-free numbers rolling through my head. 1-800-347-1063. And we can talk about a variety of these as we approach that Thanksgiving Day. Jim Bohannon in for Bobby Mack, and the time is 3:15. How special is he? Well, 3:19 our time here at 106.3 WORD. I am so special that my bus only has one axle. That, my friends, is special. But nonetheless, are going to let me play around here with the Bobby Mack thing this week as he enjoys an extended Thanksgiving with his family. And I'll, of course, have the rest of the day to spend with mine. So it works out here. 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. It reaches the point where it's hard to get that incensed and upset, I guess, at least outwardly, vocally. It grieves me about the Border Patrol agent getting murdered. And judging from what happened to his partner, it looks as though they were both beaten. One of them beaten to death and the other one into serious condition. This is a special topic for me. My family has a long history with law enforcement. My wife's father was a Missouri State Trooper. And on my father's side, my uncle was a lifelong member of the Border Patrol before passing away, and his son, now my cousin, is currently an officer of the Border Patrol based in the Tucson area. So when you talk about law enforcement, I care, and in particular, the Border Patrol. They are given a thankless task. In far too many cases, we don't have their backs. In far too many cases, they're we, and by we, I talk about people in authority. I mean, members of Congress, mayors, city councils, people with authority to raise and lower taxes, to set guidelines for law enforcement, people who would supposedly, judging by the career path they've taken, be interested in maintaining the law of the land, people who actively, proudly, defiantly subvert the law of the land. Oh, yeah, bring in the open borders. Bring in them open borders. Well, I'll tell you something. Let's assume we brought in the open borders, okay? And we just simply said, okay, here we are, land of opportunity. You want in? Come on in. We don't care who you are, why you want to be here, how long you want to be here. We don't care. Come right in. We'll open up every port, every airport. It wouldn't take long. We've got 325 million people right now. In 20 years, we could easily double that to 700 million. We could be a third world toilet. Oh, we wouldn't. We wouldn't be raising them up. No, we would be letting them drag us down. You're talking about people who, in many cases, don't possess the skills to contribute to this society. People who would come in and simply be one more mouth on the dole, not in all cases, but in many. See, when you start asking people what they have to contribute, then you start closing those open borders. Oh, that wouldn't be good. No, we just got to let everybody in. You want to come in? Got to let them in. Why? Because somebody on the left thinks that we've got to. That's as close as it comes. Some of them will recite the inscription on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And as I've noted before, in case you haven't noticed, we are up to our asses in huddled masses. The whole point of that inscription and the opening up of this country to massive waves of immigration starting in the 1880s and continuing on into the first two decades of the 20th century was because we needed a lot of people. That is to say, we needed a lot of people. We had a Western land that needed to be settled. And we, this country, needed all kinds of strong backs to fuel our burgeoning industrial machine. We needed human beings. And back then, it didn't much matter what you had. If you had two legs and two arms, you pretty much had the requisite skills in a pre-digital society. Come on in. Lift your back and open some land in terms of cultivation. Move the heavy machinery of industry, whatever. That's what we needed, and that's why we did it. How huddled the masses were really weren't at the top of the list. We opened up this country because we needed people. Well, guess what? We've got the same land area and three times the people that we had a century ago, and we don't need that many more. Some, yes. We don't have a need to just close the doors, but these people who come here need to be seriously vetted. And by the way, if you come from a place where the vetting is impossible, then that pretty much shuts you out, partner. Sorry about that. But you picked the wrong place to come from. We need people whose background we can vet. We certainly need any number of skill sets. You look at the graduate schools of science, technology, engineering, math in this country. Boy, if it wasn't for people from other countries, they'd be closing up shop. For some reason, Americans, native-born Americans, aren't that happy about learning the skills of the 21st century. That needs to stop. But in the meantime, thank you, brain drain. We're glad to have people who come here who have the skills and who want to live by the laws of this country. Thank you for coming under the rules. I'm all for that. And let me add that the rules are pretty tough to follow. The rules are extremely tough in some cases to follow. I know that there's a lot that came out of 9/11, and there's also a lot out there that's just plain bureaucratic red tape, and I want to show people how important I am so that I can make up little regulations that get in the way of people, in this case, trying to come to the country. That's dumb. If, in fact, there's somebody out there who wants to come here and we have room for them and we need them, then the process should not take 10 years, which for some people it does. But that's another story, a show that I've done several times in my life, and it's a fact. You talk about people who break the law coming into this country. We almost invite people to do that. Seriously. We almost dare them. You know, you want to come here? Well, even if we think you should come here, and even if you have skills to offer, let's make it as hard for you and as unreasonably difficult that you'll be tempted to go ahead and just break the rules. A line of reasoning that totally escapes me, but for what it's worth. We do, in fact, have rules. We should be following them. And we have got to stop being hit over the head with this notion about the people who want open borders being morally superior. In some cases, these people hardly know what the word morals really means. Checking out the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. Hi, Jim. Morals? Libtards don't have any morals, but snowflakes melt when offended, but stick up for their own. That's from Michelle, who texts us in today. It is it's unfortunate but true that in many cases the notion of morals is one that is strictly decided on the basis of whether or not you fit the particular agenda being pushed by the liberal mindset at a given time. If not, well, they can be pretty hypocritical in a lot of areas. We can get into some of that, although we've done it before. But on the issue of immigration, again, there is nothing to be gained by bringing people who will be a burden on this country. And let me point out to you that a lot of those jobs are disappearing rapidly. Some of these minimum wage jobs, the burger flipper jobs, you've got jurisdictions out there raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. There are technologies out there right now which can automate a lot of those processes. Some of them aren't economically viable at, say, $7 or $8 an hour. But you kick a minimum wage up to $15 an hour, and all of a sudden, every fast food outlet in America will start adopting some of this automation. And then instead of seeing a whole lot of people making $8 an hour, which is probably more than they're worth economically, you'll see a handful of people making $15 an hour and a lot more who will be sitting on their cans collecting unemployment and whatever else they can make up, disability, you name it. It is a sad fact of life, folks, that an awful lot of the people on the left simply, they will ignore any rational argument put forward for the benefit of this country. They're only in this to prove their own moral superiority. And I agree with a number of the texters that, in fact, it's difficult at times to make a case for the morality of the left. But the important thing is that they certainly keep pushing it. And people with conservative views should not be shy about replying to them. And one of the first areas is right here on the notion of who gets in. And who gets in ought to be answered with whoever we decide and when we decide. Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, our time on this Monday, 3:29. Yep, here we are, and we hope that we're as special as we can be, at least special enough to keep this thing going here. 3:39 already is our time, 21 before 4 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. People out there getting set for the big Thanksgiving holiday. And, of course, as you heard in the news, rivalry week, some of the big football games. It's kind of funny. Last weekend was kind of nobody week, but this weekend, rivalry week. So, and then, of course, after that, why the battle for the bowls and the like. One other thing, not to turn this into a sports show, but remember when it was an honor for your football team to be invited to a bowl? 52% of Division I football programs get invited to a bowl. That is to say, 48% don't. What used to be an honor to get invited, now it's a disgrace if you aren't invited. But I digress. Looking at the notion of our borders, the murder of one Border Patrol agent and the severe beating of the other, the promise by the president to build that wall, and already, by the way, there are portions of that wall being tested out in the desert near San Diego. They've already got portions of it up there. And, of course, then the sanctuary cities who continue to proclaim their mock moral superiority, as one texter noted, at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, morals without morality. Yes, it's a difficult thing to do, but somehow the left has managed to do that. And they will tell you that they are right and the rest of us are wrong. Without any supporting evidence, I can point out to you that, in fact, opening up our borders to truly open borders, which is what some of these people want, even if few of their elected representatives were stupid enough to try and run on that platform, would not do anything but destroy the standard of living here. There's no way we can absorb all that many people who are not qualified to make a contribution. Not everybody is qualified to make a contribution. It's not like making a contribution a century and a quarter ago when, again, a strong back and a weak mind were sufficient. Today, the back doesn't have to be that strong, but the mind has to be at least trained. And furthermore, a lot of the jobs that are now those minimum wage jobs are going away. They're going to be automated out of existence with help from the people wanting to raise the minimum wage up to ridiculous levels like $15 an hour. When you are being paid $15 an hour, but economically you only are worth maybe $5 or $6 an hour, believe me, companies that know what they're doing, and mostly they do, will find a way not to use you until you either upgrade your skills or the pay reflects your limited skills. So that's something else to keep in mind. Another argument that I've heard, by the way, about that border wall at 18 before the hour of 4 on 106.3 WORD, the wall won't stop everybody. Well, duh. No, it won't stop everybody. Amazing, but true. And so what? It'll stop a lot of people. And if you build a decent wall with sound detectors and drones and the like, a physical, real wall and a virtual wall, and apply the appropriate resources to enforcement, it'll stop most of them. But saying that it won't stop them all, so therefore we are somehow, by, I guess, consistency's sake, forced to not stop anybody from coming in, that would be like saying that bank vaults don't stop everybody who wants to rob a bank. So consistency demands that if we can't stop them all, then we can't stop any of them. Hogwash. Hogwash. Think about that. No, we'll do the best we can to defend our borders. But the fact that we are not perfect in that endeavor, and what human endeavor is perfect, doesn't mean that we are somehow forbidden by logic or consistency to go ahead and do the best we can. This is our country, meaning those people who are here legally. It is our country, and we have every right and indeed obligation to decide who gets in. Now, again, we have the right as a nation state to say any number of stupid things. Only people under 5 feet tall can come in. Only people with red hair can come in. Whatever. I mean, no country would do that. But we would have the right to do it. And we certainly have not only the right, but the logic to say that we're only going to let in people who can contribute to this country. Now, Contribute now. And something else, as long as this subject will constantly come up, that is the dreamers, more of whom are hardened gang members in their 20s than there are would-be valedictorians waiting to go out and make the world safe for democracy and free of cancer. Keep in mind about the dreamers that as long as you have a provision in there for dreamers, you have an incentive for people to break the law. And that is why you still have the women along the U.S. southern border who are 8.9 months pregnant who will park over there. And then the minute it's about time to for their water to break, hop across and say, boom, instant kid. Hey, he must be a citizen. Frankly, it's long since past time that we changed that notion. All right. Lots to talk about today. 1-800-347-1063. Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean on this Monday afternoon, 15 now before 4 o'clock. Careful with all that stimulating talk there. After all, this is a family program. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. But then again, you knew that. Jim Bohannon in for Bob McLean this week. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Why, that's 71307, 71307. Here's a thought from the text line from Michelle. Hi, Jim. The EU has been dying on the vine for years. How's that open borders working for them? Well, not very well. Not very well at all. Europe as a cultural entity will not survive this century. I may have mentioned this before, but I had a guest on another show I do. And I asked them some years back, after Pakistan, what would be the next Islamic nuclear power? He answered, France, which is kind of funny, but mainly very tragic. The European culture is rapidly disappearing. Europe is becoming extremely secular. They do not reproduce to even maintain their numbers. The population of European countries would be going down rapidly, except, of course, they brought in very fertile immigrants in the form of many people from North Africa, especially, although it depends on what country. People who go to France tend to be from Algeria or Morocco. People who go to Germany who are Muslims tend to be from Turkey. But many of them share a fundamentalist outlook, which is to say that they are opposed to the whole notion of free societies, of majority rule, rights for minorities. There's no coincidence that the Grand Mufti of Baghdad in World War II supported Hitler. Why not? I mean, the Grand Mufti supported a fascist movement. Why not support the most powerful fascist movement on the planet? They go together. That's not to say every Muslim feels that way, but unfortunately, they don't vet themselves very well, and they don't wear good Muslim or bad Muslim T-shirts, so it's a problem. In any event, it hasn't worked well at all in Europe. You will see, you already have the no-go zones, portions of Europe, Marseille in France, probably the prime example, but by far not the only one, in which the local authorities have essentially ceded authority. They don't no longer try to even maintain civil authority, where you can have honor killings and Sharia law and what amounts to Algiers move north. That's not going to happen in this country. Even if we become so stupid that we let the law shrink in that direction, that is not going to happen here because I know a lot of people simply will not let it happen, and I'm one of them. But in any event, suffice it to say that no, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked well anywhere, really, when you have very disparate populations of people with vastly different educational levels, different languages, different values. That's the critical one, different values. The notion that women are property, the notion that gays should be killed. I mean, not that it's okay if they get killed. No, there's an obligation to kill them. The notion that corruption is the way of the world, that everything should be up for bids. Granted, we have a problem of corruption in this country, but at least we consider it a problem. That's considered the way of the world in that sector of the world. In a vast swath of humanity, from Morocco eastward across North Africa through Libya and through Morocco, through Algeria, through Egypt and on into the Middle East and on eastward as far as Pakistan, a swath of humanity in where it is not only normal that justice or anything else be up for bids, but that's the way it ought to be. And it's so ironic to hear people refer to us as being prostitutes or worshipers of the almighty dollar. At least we maintain the goal of having some things that are above money and justice, treatment before the law. These are areas in which we not only have that as a goal, but which we succeed fairly well. But that is a portion of the world where hypocrisy, I'm not even sure they have a word for hypocrisy in Arabic or any of its attendant languages, Farsi and Iran, what have you. At least Christians, when they sin, they try to atone. They may go to Mass if they're Catholic, go to confession or what have you. But in the Islamic part of the world, you've got some of the people, the sheikhs, the big oil types in the Middle East, that will go off to places like Monaco, and they will engage in every excess that is possible, from women to gambling to booze, you name it. And then they'll hop back home and become pious for another few weeks, as if Allah, as being all-powerful as he is supposed to be, can't see over the horizon. This is not a portion of the world whose values are even worthy of the name values. They certainly aren't our values. Now, if there are people who genuinely recognize that those values are corrupt, that they are bad, and they want to forsake them, then that's one thing. But people who hate where they came from as the armpit of the planet and want to come to the United States or Europe, where they've settled in a great deal, and promptly turn it into what they left behind, they're idiots for doing it, but the natives are idiots for letting them get away with it. And that's not going to happen in this country. It's not going to happen. For people who genuinely understand that much of the Islamic-dominated parts of the world are the worst places on this planet, that they are that way specifically because of their religion, as it is practiced there, for those people, the answer ought to be, when you change, give us a call and we'll decide whether to let you in. That ought to be the answer. We'll see. Anyway, so much for the speech on immigration. Suffice it to say, our hearts go out to the families of the two Border Patrol agents, especially the one murdered, the other one in serious condition, but President Trump says he will likely recover. The president is right that we've got to build that wall, and I hope we hear some more about that shortly. And also, the president is right to warn 29 sanctuary cities to comply with the law of the land by December the 8th, or they do not receive federal aid. Not a penny, I hope. Anyway, Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, and the time now is 3 before 4.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.